Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and by Memphis College of Art. We have spoken many times on this program about the community outreach programs of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. One that you may not be aware of, which does a lot of great work, they have drum circles. Frank Schaefer is percussionist with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and a professor of percussion at the University of Memphis. Frank, we're going to talk with one of the folks who benefits from this in a minute, but tell us about how this came about and what happens here.
Well, we call it the Memphis Symphony Drum Circle Project. We started back in 2010, I believe, with some grant money to buy the drums, first of all, so we could lug them around. But it's mainly a community outreach program that works with a variety of different groups. We started working with students at youth villages.
Right.
Then we branched out to places like Knowledge Quest and the Exceptional Foundation, Special Olympics. John Sprott and I have been on the show before and have talked about our work there.
Right.
The one thing that we did start, I guess, in our second season, beginning in 2011, this is our third year that we're wrapping up with the Veterans Administration Recreation Therapy Program. Susan Matthews, as you know, is with us today. And Susan and I have had a long history, and so it was natural that she had brought some of her groups to some of our percussion ensemble concerts and stuff like that. So when the drum circle thing came up, we hooked up on that.
So what happens in these drum circles?
Well, basically what happens is it follows my training is in what's known as the health rhythms protocol. Mm-hmm. So we have a sort of a 9-step process that we do in the process of the drum circle where we introduce each other through the drum. We do some ice-breaking exercises and a little bit of health and wellness stretching and that sort of thing. But the main thing that we do is to get people to really work with the drums themselves and try to be creative, create their own beats, and let them run the show as much as possible.
As you mentioned, Susan Matthews is with us also. She's a recreation therapist with the Veterans Administration, specializing in mental health and substance abuse. So welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for this opportunity to be here today.
So what happens with these veterans when they do these drum circles things?
It is really magical. It is so exciting to watch them. Some of them were in high school bands. Some of them have never done drumming before. And one of the things that we do in their treatment program is to help them look at exploring different ways to do things in their leisure time and to have fun. And the drum circles are extremely powerful. It helps build their self-esteem. It helps them have a way of expressing their thoughts and their feelings in a positive way. Sometimes they have difficulty talking about things. And so one of the things I really like that we do is we allow them to come up with a drum pattern and express something that they are having trouble talking about. And so it gives them that opportunity and a vehicle to use the drums to communicate. So it's very powerful. And then they enjoy the experience.
Sure.
I have different ages. And so it's nice because we can adapt the drums. I have the young folks. I have the middle-agers, the older folks, men and women. Different medical kind of conditions. So the drums are really wonderful so that everyone can participate. One thing I do also have to do is screen the folks that participate because not all folks, it's a positive thing for them. So we have to make sure that it's appropriate for them. And it's a great workout for them. You know, they are amazed at how much energy and exercise and things like that. So it's a very positive experience for them.
Do you have any sort of way of following up to see how this is it carries on into the future of these veterans?
Actually, I have some that continue to come back each month. They sort of got hooked. And so they've never done this experience before. And so now they come back and they participate, and they actually take a leadership role in the group. Some of them go back into their own communities, and we talk about ways that they can continue drumming and look at resources and how that they can continue this experience after they're discharged.
That's very interesting. Frank Schaefer, you mentioned that you were certified in this program called Health Rhythms. Tell us about that.
I'm a trained Health Rhythms facilitator, which means that there are two different protocols. The general protocol, which is what I use with the Veterans Administration group. And then I'm also trained in what's called the adolescent protocol, which deals with, with the troubled youth and things that we use there. I'm looking to try to finish the training. There's an advanced training that I have to do, and that's Health Rhythms is offered by the Remo Drum Company.
Oh, very
and
nice.
It's a brainchild of their founder and CEO Remo Belli. His thing is everybody's a drummer. Okay, the drum can be the universal meeting ground for anybody who doesn't think that they're a musician.
There you go.
And as Susan has illustrated this morning, that's one of the big things about the drum circle, is that you don't have to be good to do it. You don't have to be a musician to do it. It's the process of playing the drum that changes you, or can change you. I shouldn't be quite that big a proselytizer, although I have to confess, in just working with the vets, are one of my favorite groups to work with drum circles, if not the favorite, because they're just so into doing it. They recognize it as something that really is beneficial to them. And as I've tried to reinforce with Susan also, we've gotten into a thing talking about how they can do it after they graduate out of the program. I've even found a way now to use coffee. And in fact, this is something I'm going to start doing, Susan, is as soon as somebody graduates from the program, I'm going to give them a big coffee can and said, here's your drum to take it home.
Very nice. Very nice. I know that in your earlier work with Youth Villages, that they were able to actually sort of quantify the beneficial effects on these children.
Yes, we did do an initial survey of kids where we proved that in the 24 to 48 hour, sometimes even into the 72 hour period after we had the drum circle, that their behavior was better in some ways. What we have now is the current thing that I'm doing at Youth Villages involves working with very troubled youth who are in what we call a lockdown situation, where they have to earn points in order to get out and do the regular things at Youth Villages. And the evidence there is very anecdotal, but what it amounts to is that this group really looks forward to my coming every week to do the drum circle with them. We haven't done any quantification there yet, but the idea is that the counselors tell me, says, you know, that they really talk about the drum circle all the time, and I'm so glad that you're coming back every week because it's an activity that they really enjoy. And as Susan has indicated, we really have a lot of what we call inspirational beat time, where they get to talk and do revelations about themselves. And that's really very moving.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's got to be. Susan, have you noticed anything like this in like the hours or the days after these circles? Have you noticed differences in attitude and behavior of your veterans?
Absolutely. It's been very powerful to help them be able to talk about things or express those thoughts and those ideas. And it can not only be negative experiences, it can be positive experiences. So it gives them also a way to connect with other people, which is really difficult for some of my folks. They tend to be loners and isolate, and there's, of course, low self-esteem. And so getting them to sort of interact and be a part of the group and the team and connecting is very, very important. And we do see that after they have been involved in the drum circles, where that they are not as distant and isolative, and they're more comfortable, they're more relaxed, they're able to sort of let their guards down and to see that they're able to sort of have fun with each other. And that's really important for them as they look at, because one of the things that we do is emphasize the people, places, and things that are so important in their recovery. and helping them to start practicing the skills that we teach them to develop support networks and to interact with people and learn how to be a part of the community again.
Well, it sounds like a great project, and I'm glad to know that it's ongoing. The Memphis Symphony Drum Circle Project. If you'd like more information, go to the Symphony website, which is memphissymphony.org. You can get all the information there, and you might want to have these guys come out and do something with your group. Frank Schaefer, percussionist with the Memphis Symphony. Susan Matthews, recreational therapist with the Veterans Administration. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.